Now, friends, we come to the 21st chapter. We are looking at what is called the burdens of these nations, but it's the judgment upon certain nations. There are 11, actually, of these burdens. We'll look in chapter 21 at three of them, 7, 8, and 9. We have the three burdens. The first one is concerning Babylon, called here the desert of the sea. The second one is Edom, called Duma here, and Arabia. And these three burdens in this chapter, they are set forth before us in a very expressive manner of symbols. And they are, I think, made very clear to us. I recognize that in the day that they were given, they were as clear as the noonday sun to people in Isaiah's day, just as, well, when the stars and stripes are mentioned today, I hope most of us know exactly what is referred to. We call it Old Glory, or the American flag. Now, the insignia in this chapter may not be as clear to us, but I think that it can be clear to us if we'll spend a little time in studying, although the expositors have disagreed here, but I think most of them, there is a certain amount of agreement on this. And we can identify them, as we've said, as Babylon, Edom, and Arabia. Now, this is a remarkable section of Scripture that we are in. Fact of the matter is, this is a section that to me is so remarkable because it makes very clear that so much of the Word of God is neglected today. Let me illustrate this by asking you a question. When was the last time that you ever heard a sermon or a Bible study on the 21st chapter of Isaiah? I have a notion that there are many of you that have never heard a study on the 21st of Isaiah. And by the way, I'd like to ask this. When you write your letter in, be sure and let us know if you ever did. I would appreciate knowing how many people have heard a message on the 21st of Isaiah, or the 22nd for that matter. And this is another one of the sections of Scripture that confirm me in the position that I hold, which is the premillennial, the pre-tribulation, dispensational interpretation of the Word of God. And I wasn't always brought up on that. In fact, I was not at the beginning. But this is the only interpretation that would satisfy passage like this. And this is the reason that all other systems stay clear of this passage and other passages of Scripture. Now, the remarkable thing here is there are symbols used, and that people say, well, I thought you believed in literal interpretation. I do. And when a symbol is used, it's always pictures of reality. And that's the important thing to remember. You know, some people use the word symbol, and they use it to evaporate it, to make it disappear. They're like a magician. If they say it's a symbol, it's like saying hocus pocus, and it's gone. You don't worry about it, but we'll worry about it. With that introduction, let's look at this.